Tom Cerutori joining us now outside the Beaver bench. Congratulations, Tom.
Thanks, Schulze.
I had asked you in the pregame show if there was any concern maybe about a letdown after the emotional high of last week, and if there was, you guys certainly weathered it quickly, didn't you?
Well, we did. I thought the first two periods we were really we played really well, and we were on top of our game, Brian. But I thought the third period, again, we just got a little disjointed, but they had good pushback as well.
Well, you guys seem to do a really good job of bottling them up in the first two periods. They just never seemed to really get anything going offensively. Did you do something? Adjust? It looked like your defensive scheme was a little bit different for the Falcons.
Well, it was. It's way different, and you have to, because they just counterattack so quick. They just throw pucks to spots and areas, and we had to adjust. We made an adjustment between the second and third, too, or halfway through the second period, because they were, they were actually carving us up a little bit on transition, so we had to make a few adjustments, and they're a difficult team to play. They play a different style, and it's a style that's really hard to counter, and you have to really manage the puck against them. You got to get pucks deep, and you got to get pucks out, and you just have to. I'll say, you're in trouble.
They've got some high end offensive forwards. They get two goals tonight from a defenseman, a freshman, Nolan Velu. Quite honestly, if you're going to have a guy go off, you want it to be one of those guys and not a DeFore or DeSalvo, right?
I don't know, Brian. I don't want to overthink things. I mean, again, you know what I mean. I mean, the first goal, obviously, or the second goal he got was, he cued it and whatever. He cued it and it found net, And the first goal, it was just it was a rush for us on one way. And then they obviously, again, on the save, they counterattacked 4-on-2. So, again, I don't care who gets the goals for them. It's just the bottom line is, you just have to make sure, again, you execute defensively. And I thought overall we were pretty good. But again, it got a little dicey there in the third period.
Well, you've got obviously a lot of depth on your team this year. Jordan Heller gets his first goal. He's the only one with less than 6 points in your forward starting four lines. Always a good sign, obviously. But again tonight, it is scoring by committee, and that's going to contribute to some wins for you, Tom.
Well, exactly. And I'll tell you, I thought we could have mounted a little bit more of a lead, too. I mean, there were some – I had to have to look on video, but I know Harmsey had an open net, I think, in the second period right away. They made me one of the first shifts, I mean, we had a couple opportunities I thought were early in the second we could have increased our lead, the goaltender obviously made some saves, and it's never easy, guys, as you know. It's just never, never, never easy. It's always just, it's down to the wire. That's the level of hockey we're playing.
They're 94% on the penalty kill. That power play you guys scored really iced it for you, but what a play there by Jerry.
Well, it was just a good we did a good job on the rush. We did a really good job on the rush, and no, you're exactly right. Jerry finished that off.
Well, and a great pass, obviously, by Brendan, who I thought had a spectacular game. I think fans sometimes look at the score sheet and go, well, he only had one assist and it was late in the game or whatever, but he was all over the ice for you in the first two periods offensively.
Well, heck, 1 point a game in college hockey, you're a hell of a player, guys. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, he gets an assist a game. You know what? That's 36 points during the regular season. That's 40 points. So, I mean, that's a great hockey player who can get a point a game. So, I just wanted to kind of add that caveat right there.
But he had a great game for you, Tom.
Yeah, exactly. He did. He's a heck of a player.
Hope you're feeling better by tomorrow, Tom.
All right, thanks, guys.
Tom Cerutori joining us outside the Beaver bench after a 5-2 Bemidji State victory.